Hello?
Greasy.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, you know, you're always having these premonitions, or not premonitions, but flashbacks.
Yeah.
You've got all kinds of past lives. You're always giving us your background, your history, and I was wondering if you ever had any premonitions about what the future may hold.
Yeah, it's so hard to predict the future. I wonder what's going to happen to me. I wonder where I'll end up. I don't know. I sometimes try to think about it, and it's hard to say. Hard to say what'll really happen. Maybe, you know, one day the show will be syndicated, and I'll go on to some, multi-radio satellite network, and then I'll probably end up doing some wacky TV sitcom. You know, John Ritter has to retire someday, and there I'll be, and I'll probably begin my descent into booze and drugs. You know what happens to the guys that get old, and there I'll be 40-ish. Yeah, my career coming to an end, I'll probably sing some melancholy song like Willie Nelson and Julio Iglesias. To all the girls I've stopped before, waddled in and out my door, I'd really like to say thanks for bringing me Westwell today. To all the girls I've stopped before, to all the girls, oh, gobbledygee. To all the girls that screamed, wee, 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 I never meant to hurt, I only meant to squirt. To all the girls I've loved before. Yeah, but somehow I just don't see myself getting old. My secret fantasy is on my 40th birthday to take an actual suicide mission in space. See, because I don't know about you, but I just can't begin the descent into middle age. I will not watch the silver threads among the gold. I will not say, no, I used to do that, but I can't do it anymore. No, I think 40 years is a nice time. Maybe when I hit 38, I'll volunteer myself at NASA. I'll tell them, everybody's always wondered what the black holes in space are like. But nobody's sure, because once something goes into a black hole, it never comes out. Well, I volunteer for 2 years intensive space training. You can launch me off. I will fly into a black hole and transmit as long as I possibly can and let you know what happens inside there. There are a lot of theories about it. It's really very exciting when you think about it. Some people think that a black hole sucks in everything around it and all the matter is compressed. Some people think there is no time as we know it in a black hole. That a black hole stretches on to infinity, and anything caught in there is doomed just to exist forever. Well, I will volunteer myself to get in that rocket and to blast off on my 40th birthday. There'll be ticker tape parades. Bye, Grace. We love you. See, I don't want to die like Elvis. Elvis was king. And then he got fat! Then he couldn't even do anything on the stage! And even though we loved him, we pitied him! I don't need your pity! I want to go when I'm still on the top of the heap! I want to blast off bulky and proud. I want to get on the mic and say, hello, NASA. Hello, America. This is Nino Grisvinelli. I'm passing the Milky Way. Mom, I know you're sad at this moment, but this is how I choose to go. I'm nearing the black hole. I don't know how much longer I'll be able to transmit as the nose of the spacecraft is edging its way into the first traveled black hole in space. All right, I'm inside now. Wait a minute, there's people. There's people in the black hole.
That's your number, Debra.
Hello?
Well, listen, that's what we need to do all the way through the dome, man. That's it.
Excuse
that's
me.
All of them.
Excuse me, this is space traveler Nino.
Now, that's what's happening.
Space traveler Nino.
That's going to be the thing. That's going to wipe out the moonwalking, though.
Gentlemen, please. I'm all the way from the planet Earth. I have purposely flown this spacecraft into this black hole on a suicide mission.
Unbelievable. That is unbelievable, man.
Well, believe it or not, I'm here. But you guys have been here a while, obviously. Are you inhabitants? Are you travelers yourself? I'm I've got to file some report. I cannot give up my life without learning something from this. I mean, that would be horrible.
I'll tell you, brother, man, what you got there.
What's that?
You know everything. What? You know people inside.
No, we can't. This is my last mission, man. After this, I'm history. I'm Slapville.
A bad man.
What is that?
That is bad.
But good at the same time.
You ain't never done, I've never done a rep.
This is the first time.
Bad, bro.
Yes, sir.
That is bad. Believe me.
I believe you.
Believe me, that's bad.
I believe you. Oh, my God, I'm not. I believe you. Can you tell me something about the makeup of the black hole? Has it got metaphysical properties? Has it got molecules crammed more? Has it got a couple of extra neutrons swimming around the polyp?
That hunk him up for nothing? Huh? Got to be running cool upside down his head, you know?
Hey, home, I can dig it. Well, I ain't laying no big wrap up on you, man.
No, wait, just a goddamn big minute here. I need answers. I need answers.
Yuma.
I beg your pardon? What have you got to send back to the people of Earth?
Yuma.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm giving up my life for this mission.
Wait, Yuma.
Wait a minute. I need some bona fide ego.
Yuma.
I need facts, figures, and chemical data.
Yuma.
To tell me you're not going to give me one cotton-picking thing about the...
That's right, I said your mama.
Oh, my God. Calling Planet Earth. Calling Planet Earth. But they'll probably be nudging me. Yeah, they'll probably be nudging me left and right. They'll be saying, all right, what's going on up there? It sounds like a mass confusion there. What have you found? What is inside a black hole? I'll say, I don't know. Jeez. Ask Julio Iglesias.